Welcome to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is president of Heckman Financial right here in Silicon Valley area. This is a show about retirement planning. We're so glad you joined us today. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. And when you think about it, just how much debt can our country handle, right? And who could be paying for all this debt down the road? If you have questions about your taxes going up in retirement, that's our topic today. Here's the number you can call to get some answers to your questions. 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. You're going to hear us talk about the blueprint to worry less wealth. And this is a blueprint that actually Eric has designed to help you plan out your retirement. This is complimentary. He offers this every weekend. Take advantage of this. Here's the number, 800-454-1184, if you want to get in on this blueprint to worry less wealth. And then, of course, also find us online anytime at wealthcreatorradio.com. A big hello to you, Eric.
Hey, Luann. It's good to be here. And this is obviously, anytime you talk about, you know, new president, they always come in with new ideas, new things. And obviously, this was a very opposite type of situation, I guess, is put it subtly, right? The rules of the game are going to change a little bit. And obviously, COVID's changing a lot of the rules of the game in terms of debt and how the government's spending money. And, you know, that's one of those things that, you know, we're going to be fighting for a while. And how are we going to pay all this money back? Because just in the last administration, the debt went from $14 to $21 trillion. I mean, that's how much we owe. Mm-hmm. And so we did nothing about paying our bills. And that was not COVID related. That was mostly the tax cut. So if they keep cutting their income and spending more money on the credit cards, at some point, you know, that's going to be a problem. And, you know, right now it's a little scary because, you know, we owe a lot. And then the Federal Reserve is printing money left and right. So the main goal for today's show is, okay, what should you do now with your money? Because you can't control all those forces. So what can you control? And what action should you be taking?
Right. Now, real quick, I want to ask you about your webinar this past week. How'd that go?
Oh, that went great. And, you know, what we'll actually do is, you know, we can set up a replay link on Wealth Creator Radio. So if people go there, it'll just talk about the webinar and you just click on that and you can watch it on demand. You know, so that way you can just, you know, click on that and really just the goal for the webinar is really just recapping a little bit of what happened in 2020, which obviously for the stock market was a crazy weird year, disconnected from Main Street and, you know, the economy as a whole, but did great, so we'll all take it. And you know, more than likely, what's going to happen this year? Well, they're still printing money left and right, so it should still be a good year in the market. But when does this bubble end? And you know, when do we start going back to more reality based investing? So you know, that's one of the things that you should be worried about and concerned about for your own financial situation. And so, yeah, we touch on a lot of different things about what should you be doing tax wise and investment wise now for 2021 and going forward.
All right. So if you happen to miss the webinar, then you can catch it. Go to their website, wealthcreatorradio.com, and you can get the webinar on demand and watch it at your leisure. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, of course, newly confirmed, she's supporting, obviously, the Biden administration. They have a plan to add, you know, more trillions of dollars to the national debt for the pandemic relief packages. Here's what she had to say, Eric.
Without further action, we risk a longer, more painful recession now and longer-term scarring of the economy later.
So she's saying we need to act big on economic relief, but the big question really is how much debt is too much? What's the long-term impact, Eric, on retirees if our government debt continues to rise like it does?
Yeah, well, I mean, Greece and Italy are economies that are not really well respected, I guess is a nice way to put it. you know, and even Japan. Japan's had a debt issue for a long time. And guess what? We are the same ballpark as them now in terms of debt to GDP. So GDP is gross domestic product, and that's everything that the economy produces in a year. And so in a way, it's kind of like your income, right? You know, that's how much money you made as a country. And we now owe 100% of what we made.
Wow.
And so that number, that percentage, by the way, is average 30 to 50%. And so, you know, back in the 90s, it was in that range. And so, yeah, with Trump tax cuts, that massively increased it. And then, of course, we started doing some of the pandemic stuff last year. That increased it even more. And then, of course, yeah, more relief now. We'll increase it more.
Yeah.
More, right? More. It keeps saying, right? what happens down the road, right? I mean, it's nice because, yeah, a lot of people are hurting right now. A lot of people are out of work. And if things can start getting somewhat closer back to normal as more people get vaccinated and such, and we can kind of get back to some sort of new normal routine, I guess. But until then, yeah, a lot of stuff in the economy is going to be tough. So it is helpful to have the government kick in some money, but mm-hmm. we'll have to pay for it at some point. So how's that going to happen? And you know, what's that going to cost? And where are they going to get that money? Well, where's the only place that the government gets money? Taxes, right?
From the people.
They don't invest money. They don't do anything. They don't sell stuff. They just do taxes. So what does that mean to your retirement? Well, how much do you have taxable delayed dollars with the government, and how much you have in tax-free where the government can't touch it? That's the kind of pie chart you should be really looking at. That, to me, is more critical than anything. And more than ever, that's going to be a big deal going forward, right? Is how do you avoid those taxes permanently? And what can you do about it? And so, yeah, so that's one of the things that we do here at Heckman Financial is we actually create that blueprint to worry less wealth. We want you to worry less about your money. And obviously, taxes and inflation and, you know, increased debt, all these things are our worries and concerns. And so what we do is we look at your income plan. You might not have one, but we'll show you what plan you're on. And then we'll show you, you know, what kind of risk level do you have? What are the tax effects that you have right now? What if any healthcare issues you have? And then lastly, of course, who gets your money when you're gone? And so we go over those five areas, show you what you have going on right now. First, we set up a phone call. We just kind of talk a little bit for finding out what your situation is. And then we'll do that plan for you. Normally, we were charging about $1,500 for that planning fee, but we've been waiving that right now during the COVID times. And so, yeah, one of the things you can do is get that information, get it in your hands and figure out what's your situation and how this all affects you. And then at the end of that second meeting, that's when we say, hey, this is some options you can do to fix it. Do you want us to help you or you want to do it on your own? And that's when you finally have to decide if you want to work with us or not. But up until then, there's no cost, no obligation. You know, if that's something you want to take advantage of, all you got to do is give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Of course, you can call or text 800-454-1184 or go online and book directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Also, ask for Eric's book, Worry Less Wealth. He has a book that he's written, and you can get this complimentary. Ask for the book, Worry Less Wealth, on their website, wealthcreatorradio.com. And Eric is here because it's his goal also to help you keep more of your own money in your own pocket so he can help you with tax strategies and a lot of other things that we talk about. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Eric, Boston College's Center for Retirement Research showed that over half of United States households are now at risk of being unable to maintain their standard of living in retirement. That's scary for a lot of people, and this is increasing really over the past decade. So as someone who helps people prepare for retirement, tell us what this trend means to you and how can we, what's the first step of trying to maintain our current standard of living?
Well, the biggest thing is just pay yourself first. I mean, it's always the old, you know, the old rules that never change, right? Just like dieting and exercise, you know, save some money, make sure you're always putting it away, you know, take that off the top of your check. That way you don't have to wait for your quote extra money. There's never any extra money. And so, you know, so one of the things we actually have is we actually have a report that we can text you a link to, and it'll help you figure out, you know, how long is your money going to last and will it last as long as you do. So if you want a copy of that report, just text the word money to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word money, 800-454-1184.
There's a tax storm coming. Could your taxes be on the way up? If you don't plan for it, you might be in for some surprises. With a historically low tax environment, expiring tax cuts, and a new administration, taxes are bound to rise. Does your plan account for these, or is it lagging behind? Now is a great time to get your tax plan updated with help from Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial. Join Eric for an upcoming year-end tax planning webinar. Sign up now at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. You'll learn ways to help navigate tax changes, how you might be able to lock in tax savings on your IRA, how to possibly lower your tax bill, and much more. A tax storm is coming. Make sure you're ready for it. Sign up now for an upcoming informational webinar with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial at WealthCreatorWebinar.com. That's WealthCreatorWebinar.com. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
And this is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Eric is president of Heckman Financial, and their mission is to get you to and through a worry-less wealth retirement. I'll bet if you look back at the past 20 years, you're going to see a lot of things that happened that you didn't see coming. What do you think, Eric? Look back at your life, 20 years.
Well, since my eldest son's 21 and got two other sons, that was a lot of it, right?
Yeah, two other kids.
Yep, and, you know, obviously my business is a lot bigger than it was then, and, you know, we're helping a lot more people, and, you know, there's just been a lot of changes, obviously, economics and technology. I mean, lots of crazy stuff if you think technology, for sure.
Right. Think of all the things that you have grown with over the years in your business, too. There are always going to be unknowns. I mean, when you look back, you see them and you know they're going to happen in the future. I want to talk about the big unknowns of retirement. What would you say the biggest unknowns are?
Obviously, one of the biggest fears that everybody has is outliving your money. The fancy way to say that is longevity, right? How long are you going to live? You know, the healthcare costs, of course, have gotten to be a bigger and bigger issue. Not just because of COVID, just long-term care, other things. Yeah, as you age, you know, the things that used to kill you, you take a pill for, but now it may slow you down. So then there's a lot more costs involved. Obviously, how the stock market does over time. You know, when do you retire? Are you going to get a good decade or a bad decade in the first decades of your retirement and so forth? And then lastly, of course, is taxes. Taxes are always going to be changing. The rules of the game are always going to be changing. And so how much have you put your in retirement bet on the government helping you by having taxes be lower in retirement? And if they don't happen and they are higher in retirement, then what do you do, right?
Right.
So that's the main kind of probably the four big things that people are always concerned about.
Well, let's take the first unknown that you mentioned, and that was longevity. And we don't know how long we're going to live. How do we know if we've saved enough?
Well, the only way I've been able to figure it out in, you know, almost 30 years of doing this is really just having an income plan that we actually simulate your retirement, you know. So we say, okay, with inflation, with Medicare costs, or if you're retiring pre-Medicare, what's the cost of insurance before? And, you know, all those little things that sometimes people don't think about, you know, are you going to be having fun in retirement? So are you having that budgeted in and, you know, all those types of things. And then what types of money do you have? Are they taxable, tax-free, tax-deferred, you know, all those types of things. And once you put those all into a decently run program, it's easy to see, okay, will this money last or not? I am a big fan of having some baseline money guaranteed. So most of us don't have a pension, but you can buy your own pension today. And more academic studies are showing that there's almost no way to retire without having some sort of guaranteed income, because you need that floor of income. You know, you need to make sure that there's always going to be something there that's not only government controlled, right? Not just Social Security, which we know in 2035 is going to start having issues. So, you know, we need to have something that we control and that we can say, yes, it's going to be there. So that's probably one of the best ways to solve that problem.
So let's talk about the tools that we can use. Okay. So explain, what is guaranteed income?
Yeah. So guaranteed income is really just basically, you know, an insurance company saying, hey, if you put this money with us, we're going to guarantee you having so much money at a certain point in time. And you got to watch out for these, because there's some that are great and some that are not so good. And some have some really big gotchas. So you have to really read the little fine points and details and compare and look at them all. But, you know, that's one of the things that we do here to help people, is we make sure that they know how to get that income, how to make sure that money is going to last, and, you know, make sure that their money is going to be there for, you know, every time they're going to be there, right? Mm-hmm. Be there until they're trying to bounce my last check or something.
Yes.
With those old bumper stickers.
Right.
So that's the biggest key.
with that, you have come up with a blueprint to worryless wealth. And this blueprint basically is something that will take retirees all the way through their retirement. It's a plan that you've put together. Explain that to us. And that is certainly something that can help with your income, your guaranteed income in retirement, lasting as long as you need it to.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, as long as you have that income plan, that's the very first part of the blueprint, is showing you what plan you have now. Now, you may have not have one written. You should, but you may not. So we can at least show you what course you're on and where you're headed. And then we'll show you how much investment risk do you have. Are you on the big roller coaster, the baby roller coaster, or someplace in between? And so there's no right or wrong answer. It's just, are you in the right spot? And then taxes, of course, are huge now. I mean, just getting scary now. So what is your tax risk? How much do you have exposed to the government? Mm-hmm. So that's a big thing, is how much do you have exposed to taxation? And then look at the healthcare issues along the way and legacy issues. And, you know, that's the five areas of the blueprint to worry less wealth. It's something we normally charge a $1,500 planning fee for, but due to COVID times, we've decided, hey, we just want to get this information out there for people. We want to make sure they have it, they can take action. And so what we're doing is we're just having that first phone call, going over what's your situation, what you're worried about. Look at that second meeting. We'll go over that blueprint for you. And then at the end of that meeting, if you want us to help you kind of solve some of these issues, you can hire us. If not, there's no obligation. So again, if you want to take advantage of this, all you have to do is give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, you can call or text 800-454-1184, or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And also online, request a copy of Eric's book. He wrote the book Worry Less Wealth, and it was a book that he wrote to open our eyes to, you know, what we need to do to have a remarkable retirement. Get a copy of that book, complimentary. And we thank you so much for listening. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. And you mentioned healthcare as one of the things that you focus on in your blueprint to worry less wealth, Eric. According to Fidelity, they tell us that our healthcare is going to cost around $300,000 for a couple retiring today, as far as healthcare goes. Those are huge numbers, not even planning for long-term care. So tell us how you go about, you know, coming up with a healthcare plan when nobody knows what the future holds.
Yeah, I mean, the biggest key there is just making sure you budget it in, right? So just make sure it's accounted for, because surprises are what mess you up financially, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. So if you know that there's going to be some costs there, you know, make sure it's in that monthly spending guide, and make sure that that's accounted for. Also for long-term care, yeah, as you said, that 300,000 number is just, you know, co-pays, premiums, all that kind of stuff. It's not talking about, you know, needing home care or you know, if you had to go into some facility or something. So, that's one of the things we look at, too, to see if is there ways to get some benefits like that and without having to buy specifically a long-term care policy. There's some other ways to get some of these benefits with using some of your other dollars. And so that way you're kind of using those dollars as more than one thing at once. So kind of whatever you want to call it, killing two birds, one stone kind of thing, mm-hmm. or whatever. If you can do that, that's going to be a lot better for your overall plan. And you know, it's one of the things we definitely look at because it is a huge concern and huge risk for people.
Like you said, you put a plan together and then that plan is going to be able to cover whatever scenario happens, whether, you know, maybe you have smaller medical bills for a long period of time, or maybe you get sick and, you know, you have a shorter lifespan. You plan for all of that, right?
Yeah. And to me, the biggest concern is really when it's a married couple. And if one of them gets ill, say, very early in retirement, and the other one, you know, they spend a couple hundred grand covering, you know, for their care, and then the other person lives for 20, maybe 30 years beyond that without all those funds, without that money, you know, to me, that's the scarier situation, right? Is, you know, you're not going to not help your spouse, but then what, right?
Then
so, we want to be prepared for any situation. I mean, I was a Boy Scout. I'm Boy Scout leader today. My boys were all Boy Scouts. And, their motto is be prepared. And, yep. And you definitely do need to be prepared for retirement. And just like the pilot goes through with his checklist before every flight, Yeah, you know, same thing with retirement. You got to go through a checklist. You got to have all that information there. And so, you know, one of the things we also have is a checklist that we can send to people that just kind of goes over, you know, have you taken care of this? Have you taken care of this? You know, so it's, I forgot how many numbers. It's probably like 30 things or something. Uh-huh. I should look that up. But, yeah. you know, and so, yeah, it's a great way for people just to say, oh, did I take care of this or that? So it's just kind of like going to the store, right? You know, you want to make sure you have a list or else you end up buying a lot of weird junk and whatever you're hungry for. What we can do is we can send you that checklist. All you have to do is give us a text, or you can call us too at 800-454-1184. Again, text the word checklist to 800-454-1184. Again, checklist 800-454-1184, or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com.
And this is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Luann Fulmer. Eric is president of Heckman Financial, and their mission is to get you to and through a worry-less wealth retirement. You know, it's impossible to predict whether or not the markets are going to go up or down or whatever, sideways, once we get into retirement. How can your plan handle all those variables? We're going to talk about that next on Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. We'll be right back.
There's a tax storm coming. Could your taxes be on the way up? If you don't plan for it, you might be in for some surprises. With a historically low tax environment, expiring tax cuts, and a new administration, taxes are bound to rise. Does your plan account for these, or is it lagging behind? Now is a great time to get your tax plan updated with help from Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial. Join Eric for an upcoming year-end tax planning webinar. Sign up now at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. You'll learn ways to help navigate tax changes, how you might be able to lock in tax savings on your IRA, how to possibly lower your tax bill, and much more. A tax storm is coming. Make sure you're ready for it. Sign up now for an upcoming informational webinar with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
We're so glad to have you here with us. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Heckman Financial is an independent firm, and that means their focus is going to be on helping you make the best decisions for your situation so you can worry less in retirement. So it's impossible to predict what the market's going to do, especially once you get into retirement. We have no idea what's ahead. And that's another big unknown that we're going to face. That's what we're talking about today, big unknowns in retirement. So, Eric, do you build a plan for good markets, bad markets, and everything in between, since you're a Boy Scout and your motto is be prepared?
Yep, exactly. And so the only way that I've been able to figure this out, because just in my own career, you know, I've you know, been in business here for 3 decades now, and you know, my first decade was the 90s, and of course that was internet and just all the .com stuff craziness, right? And mm-hmm. and so it was a booming decade for the markets. Obviously the next decade was not so great. We had the .com bust, we had the Great Recession. It was literally where the S&P for a decade had no return. And then the 2010s came along, and the Fed started printing money left and right. And now all of a sudden, all you had to do is buy any sort of large company stock, and you always made money. And the S&P did great, right? So if you really think back, though, over time, you know, 80s were a pretty good decade, 70s not. You know, there's a cycle that goes through. And so typically, you're going to have probably one bad decade out of every 3 decades and for investing. And so the big question for you in retirement is, when does your bad decade come, right? Is it going to be your first or your second or your last? Because the differences are monstrous. And so how do you prevent some of those issues? And so what I developed over time working with my clients, I realized that you can't have everything in the market. That's for sure. And what does the 401k do? 100% market, right? Mm-hmm. It's all stocks and bonds. There's no other options. And so you're kind of stuck with that. Now, once you have money in IRAs, you can do a lot more. And so what we've determined is the only way to be successful in retirement is to have 3 types of money. Obviously, the one is the market money, right? That's the growth. That's the long-term money. But you need to have 2 other types of money. You need to have foundational money, stuff that can't go away. That's stuff that's either at a bank, at an insurance company or owning U.S. treasuries and holding them to maturity. Now, of course, right now, banks and U.S. treasuries are both probably 1% or less, so you know, not too exciting. Insurance companies should be able to get you 3 to 6% or even maybe sometimes higher. So, you know, those are the areas that are usually being used more as the insurance company products. And we're talking about guaranteed ones, nothing with the word variable in front of it. That means it's not guaranteed, literally. Then you want some steady income money, some money that's not in the market daily, that's not having that volatility craziness, but earning you 5 to 7%, hopefully on average, and just doing well and you know, keeping pace with inflation and giving you some good money. And when you're in retirement, why do you want these types of monies? Well, if it's a good market, you take from the market side. If it's a bad market, you take more from the foundational side. And then the steady income money is always paying income, so you don't have to sell as much and you don't have to withdraw as much. So once you combine all those three into one, it comes up with a cohesive plan that can weather those good, bad, and in-between markets.
But I do want to ask you a quick question, Eric. When you said that income money, it's not in the market. Explain what that is a little bit deeper, please.
Yeah, so it could be lots of different things, but you know, typically it's some sort of either real estate or debt type of fund,
okay.
Things like that. Right now there's a cell tower fund we've been doing, which is very obviously COVID friendly, right? Mm-hmm. We're needing to use more and more cell towers, not less, and with 5G coming out and all that stuff. You know, so there's lots of different ways that you can have that money that's not in the market, it's not daily traded. And so that way you're having more stability on the value side and just getting that money. And lots of times there's a ton of tax benefits. So if we're talking normal dollars, not IRA dollars, you even pick up a lot of tax benefits along the way. So yeah, so these are some of the critical things, you know, that people, you know, do need to know about. And you know, and so that, you know, we even have some upcoming events. But if you wanted to be on the list, you could definitely text us. And if you wanted to hear about that cell tower fund, or if you just wanted to give us a call, we can give you information on that. But I know we're going to have a webinar coming up soon. But, you know, I mean, really, what is this all, you know, how do you put this all together, right? I mean, these are all just things. And they're just like puzzle pieces, right? So how do you get this in a cohesive way to think about it? Well, that's why we create the blueprint to worry less wealth. That is our plan, where we go over that income strategy. We figure out, how is that money going to last for the rest of your life? Look at the investments. You know, how much risk do you have? How much money do you have, you know, in foundational and steady income? And then look at the taxes along the way. How can we reduce taxes? And lots of times changing how you invest can reduce your taxes too. And then look at the healthcare issues and legacy. Who's going to get your money when you're gone? And that's the five areas of the blueprint to worry less wealth. And it's something where we can help you worry less about your money and worry more about having fun and enjoying life. And so if that's something you want to take advantage of, normally we've been charging a planning fee. We're waiving that right now. So again, all you do is give us a call. We'll set up that phone call to talk about your situation. And then we can have that second meeting where we go over and show you your blueprint, what you have right now. And then we'll tell you what's good and what's bad and what you might want to fix. And then it's up to you if you want to work with us or not at that point. So again, if you want to take action, all you have to do is give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And online, you can request his book, Worry Less Wealth. Okay, you can get this book complimentary. And also check out their webinars, past webinars, and then their dates for future webinars and the events they have coming up. And we've identified four retirement unknowns that Eric is talking about today. Living a long time, your health care costs in retirement, and then, of course, just the markets and their performance over time and how to handle that. Another thing is, of course, taxes. We don't know what tax policy is going to be in place once we get into retirement. We don't know, you know, how to plan for those taxes in the future. What can we be doing now?
So with taxes, we know if they're most likely going to go up, and we're not certain, but yeah, come on, we know they are, then what should we be doing? Well, big question is, what are taxes going to be now, and whether they can be in retirement? Which one's worse? And so that's one question. So should you be deferring your taxes and waiting to pay for them later? Or should you just be not paying them at all, you know, just paying them now and not worrying about it and using Roth and using other tools to make sure the money's tax-free? And then above and beyond that, how do you just make your money more tax efficient? You know, so those are kind of two different things, but very similar also. So tax efficient could be just changing how you invest or where you're putting your money. Obviously, Roth conversions or funding your Roth 401k or doing the two-step Roth. I mean, there's so many things that are out there. And unfortunately, a lot of tax people don't talk to the people about this because they're just there to, you know, do 50 tax returns a week. And, you know, they don't have the investment expertise. And so they'll say, oh, yeah, you know, to put money into one where you can get a tax deduction, even if you're in a low bracket, and then you're going to be paying taxes down the road. Because what are you asking them to do? You're asking them to pay the least tax today. Well, but what about paying the least tax over your lifetime? You know, that's the better question to ask. And so that's the question we're always asking with our clients. How do we pay the least taxes over our lifetime? And we actually do the tax analysis to figure that part out. And of course, that's a very critical part too, right? So again, you know, if you want to learn a little bit more about taxes and retirement, we actually have a report set up that we can send you. All you have to do is text us the word taxes, so T-A-X-E-S, text the word taxes to 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184, or go online and request it at wealthcreatorradio.com.
There's a tax storm coming. Could your taxes be on the way up? If you don't plan for it, you might be in for some surprises. With a historically low tax environment, expiring tax cuts, and a new administration, taxes are bound to rise. Does your plan account for these, or is it lagging behind? Now is a great time to get your tax plan updated with help from Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial. Join Eric for an upcoming year-end tax planning webinar. Sign up now at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. You'll learn ways to help navigate tax changes, how you might be able to lock in tax savings on your IRA, how to possibly lower your tax bill, and much more. A tax storm is coming. Make sure you're ready for it. Sign up now for an upcoming informational webinar with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, and Eric is in his 28th year of helping people have remarkable retirements. He wants to help you too. He is a certified financial planner. He's a chartered financial consultant. So Eric will help you and give you solid and independent advice. We have some commonly asked retirement questions. Thought it would be fun to play those on the air for you. And then Eric, I want you to answer them for us, okay?
All right.
So I'm thinking about buying an annuity with some of my retirement savings, but I'm really nervous about losing control of my money. If I'm nervous about it, does it still make sense?
Yeah, well, obviously it depends on what type of annuity. For most annuities, they're what you call deferred annuities. And with deferred annuities, you're not losing control. I mean, most of them will allow you to have anywhere between 7 to 10% access if you need to touch the money. So then at some point, if they have some sort of lifetime income guarantee, if you're doing the right kind, which are usually the indexed annuities, those ones are just a withdrawal benefit, and you never, what they call, annuitize. So you never lose control of that principal. That money's still there all the time. And so, yeah, so that's, it can be a good way to go. In some respects, usually most of those are assets that you don't need to touch and don't need to monitor or watch as much. Usually they're just something you look at once a year. So in a way, it's kind of good, you know, to not have to be worrying, right? Not have to be concerned about those assets and not having to be watching it every day. You know, so yeah, you're losing some control in the sense of as much options, but you're also losing the loss and the freak out and all the worry of the stock market, right? And sometimes those are good things to lose. So again, it also depends on how you're using this tool. And to me, it should be used as a bond replacement. So, you know, if you're using this, the money should not be coming from your stock market money as much, unless you're just trying to lower your risk level. But it should be coming from, instead of using bond funds that are going to only do 0 to 2% probably going forward, then we can use, you know, something like this, and it's guaranteed, and the money's going to grow. So as long as you buy in the right kind, which are usually, again, the fixed index kind, you have to watch your stuff and make sure you got all the, you know, make sure you know all the little ins and outs and all the gotchas. So be cautious and make sure you know everything going in.
you have questions about an annuity for yourself, give them a call. 800-454-1184. Eric would love to sit down with you, or else you could also do it over the phone. 800-454-1184. Here's another really commonly asked question that I want you to answer for us, Eric.
Is there a good rule of thumb for how much of my IRA should be in safe investments when I turn 60? Or is it more just a matter of personal preference?
Yeah, that's always a fun one. It is always going to be somewhat personal preference, just because of some people love the market, love risk, and love things being crazy. I've got one client who's lost several millions two different times, and then amazingly got lucky enough to get hired back to companies where he made it back again. And so the third time, his wife's like, "No, you're putting some money guaranteed. You have to have some money where it's not going to be lost, because I'm not going to do this again."
It's like going to Vegas and taking the money off the table.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Taking your winnings off.
And to me, it's more about your risk score. So, one of the things we do have on our website is actually a risk score that you can take and know how much risk should you be having. Obviously, as you get older, yes, you do want to have more money at lower volatility and less risk. So that way, there's money there when you're going to need to withdraw it, because you can't wait for it to come back when you're retired, right? When you're retired, you can't just like say, "Oh, and I'll wait for this money to come back and then I'll start eating again in a year."
No,
it doesn't work, right? You got to have money every month. And so, yeah, that's why you need to have that risk level, drop down. That's why you need to, be able to worry a little bit less. So in terms of rule of thumb, this risk score that we use, it should be, there's the old one of 100 minus your age is how much money you should have at risk. Well, that means, you only should have 40% of money at risk at, if you're 60, that might be a little bit on the low side. But again, it depends on what kind of assets that you have. If you have some stuff that's totally guaranteed, that's going to put some money in your account for the rest of your life on a guaranteed basis, then you can take a little bit more risk with the rest of the money. But if everything's at risk, no, then that's when you're going to have more protected. So again, it really depends on, where those other dollars are and how you're implementing it. And again, we go back to that market steady income money and foundational money. And so if you've got more foundational money and steady income money, then you can take a lot more risk on the market side. But again, you need to have balance between those three areas. And that's what we do here when we create the blueprint to worry less wealth. We want you to worry less about your retirement and more about having fun and enjoying life. And so if that's something you want to do, we'll build that income, investment, tax, healthcare, and legacy plan for you. Again, there's no cost right now. We're waiving the $1,500 planning fee right now. So if that's something you want to take advantage of, let's set up a call, find out what's going on, see what you're worried about, and then we can go from there. So again, no cost, no obligation, 800-454-1184. Again, you can call or text 800-454-1184 or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And Eric is here to help you retire well. This is what he does. He helps people retire every single day, helps retirees fund their retirements and make decisions like what we're talking about. So if you would like to have a worry-less wealth retirement, Eric is here for you. He'd love to help you do that. So check him out, like Eric just said, on their website, wealthcreatorradio.com. Request his book, Worry Less Wealth. He wrote it. It's complimentary. Ask for that. You can also call either way, 800-454-1184. And we thank you so much for listening. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. We're taking some commonly asked retiree questions, and he's answering them for us on the air today. So here's another question for you, Eric.
I have a question about taxes. Is there really a way to have a tax-free retirement, or is that just a gimmick?
Yeah, so you hear about the power of zero, and we even did a drive-in movie event at the Earthquake Stadium, showing the movie The Tax Train. And, and his big goal, the author of that book, is very big about trying to, get down to a zero bracket for retirement. And is it possible? It could be. For most people, if you're saved enough or you're making enough, it's going to be probably pretty tough to do that. But there is a good way to get into at least a lower bracket and make a lot more sense and make taxes be a lot less of an effect on your retirement. There are options to do that. If you have more money in Roth, If you have more money in tax-free tools, I mean, there's some people who call things what they shouldn't legally be calling them, laser funds and other silly names that are really just fancy ways of saying overfunded life insurance. But it can be a great tool if done right and done at the right time frame and with the right goals in mind. There's a lot of ways to build up some money tax-free where you're not going to have to pay the taxes on it, get that money into Roth IRAs and other things, Roth 401ks. And yeah, you could potentially have a tax-free retirement or at least a pretty low tax. And then sometimes you can even alternate your money too. You could have a higher tax year in retirement and then maybe have one you pay nothing on taxes and you avoid your Social Security income tax. So you can kind of play with it if you do it right and you plan ahead. Hard part is you got to plan ahead, right? So if you're not doing planning now, it's going to be too late once you get there. And a lot of times, unfortunately, I'm working with people who already have, you know, $1 million or more all in pre-tax stuff that it's really hard to get out. Now, the good part is they've got it there. Bad part is it's still all taxable. So,
hey, I love that event that you guys had at the drive-in and you played the show, The Power of Zero. What fun. And I know you have lots of events planned for this year. You've already done some webinars. So tell us just a little bit about how we can find out more about your events.
Yeah, I mean, people can go to wealthcreatorradio.com and there's a listing there and, you know, or just shoot us a text or email and we can add you to our weekly email list and then we'll definitely let you know when we're having a webinar or some sort of event there.
All right. I think that sounded like a fun idea. I would have liked to have done that. All right, here we go. Here is another question for Eric.
What's your opinion of making money off rental properties in retirement? I see a lot of houses I can buy for $80,000 to $100,000, turn them around as rentals. I can work on them and help and fix them up pretty good. I mean, I'm 68. My wife is too, but she doesn't like the idea. What do you think?
Rental.
Well, I think that person does not live in the Bay Area. So there are no homes for $80,000 to $100,000.
Oh, right, yeah.
Unless you're talking about maybe an RV. And so, yeah, no, I mean, there are people who are buying houses in other places in the country that are cheaper and less expensive. But, yeah, being able to work on them makes it pretty tough when you're buying real estate remotely. And, you know, there's good and bad to real estate, right? I mean, it's always good when it's working and you're getting good cash flow, but then you have a tenant trash the place or you have some sort of issue or there's always going to be repairs and other hangups. I mean, one of the things you can do is there's ways to invest in real estate with what we call a DST or Delaware Statutory Trust properties where you just write a check and you're a part owner of a property and it's just like Schedule E, just like a normal rental property. So there are options, but again, that's something we're really wanting to look at that. That's something where they should have a plan and give us a call. So, you know, if that's something you're worried about or something that you want to get a little bit more information on, you know, just give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184, or you can book an appointment directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
There's a tax storm coming. Could your taxes be on the way up? If you don't plan for it, you might be in for some surprises. With a historically low tax environment, expiring tax cuts, and a new administration, taxes are bound to rise. Does your plan account for these, or is it lagging behind? Now is a great time to get your tax plan updated with help from Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial. Join Eric for an upcoming year-end tax planning webinar. Sign up now at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. You'll learn ways to help navigate tax changes, how you might be able to lock in tax savings on your IRA, how to possibly lower your tax bill, and much more. A tax storm is coming. Make sure you're ready for it. Sign up now for an upcoming informational webinar with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
Thank you so much for joining us. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Eric and his team at Heckman Financial, their mission is to get you to and through a worry-less wealth retirement. So, Eric, we've got the new Biden administration now, and everybody's wondering about our taxes in the future. Are our taxes going to go up? What's going to happen? And you always provide us with a wealth success story or a financial fail. I thought it'd be fun to give us a good example on how somebody has handled their taxes in retirement.
Well, one of the things that a lot of people don't know about, and you know, there's several companies around here. Lockheed's been one that has had a lot of these, but that comes to mind offhand. But there's a lot of companies that have these old after-tax 401ks. And then all of a sudden, the last several years, since 2014, there was a rule change. A lot of them have been bringing them back. And so sometimes I talk to people, and they don't realize that they have this after-tax benefit. So I was talking to one who was retiring and had a bunch of money in this that he'd been putting in there a long time ago. And so the neat thing about that after-tax 401k part is he was able to convert that to Roth IRA, and now that money will grow tax-free for the rest of his life. And so, you know, the sad part, though, was had he done it a long time ago, you know, he could have been having this money being tax-free for like the last 10 years of working, but he didn't realize that. And so, you know, that's the hard part is sometimes people don't realize that they have that benefit. So one of the things that, yeah, if you've got that benefit or if you have any money that's after tax. So typically a lot of 401ks are really bad about showing this online, but they're usually good about showing it on the PDF type statement. So a lot of people don't get those statements anymore in the mail, right? They just get them emailed. Mm-hmm. And then they may not look at them. So, yeah, you might want to look at that and see if you have any after-tax money in there. And if you do, most likely it's almost kind of like a little mini lottery win. You know, you have some money that can be now moved tax-free because it's already after-tax. So there's no taxable cost to moving that to a Roth IRA. You can either do it. Sometimes the companies will allow you to do it inside the plan, meaning the money just stays in there. Sometimes you have to roll it outside to a Roth IRA. But then all those future earnings on those monies will be tax-free for the rest of your life. The sooner you can do that, the faster you can do it, the more money that's going to be growing on that tax-free side of the world. And so, again, this is something that you may already have. You may already have that benefit at work, or you may already have money in it. There's ways to do this, but again, it all comes down to planning, looking at how it all works. And so, you know, if that's something you want to get a little bit more information on, all you have to do is text the word taxes to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word taxes to 800-454-1184 or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com. Thanks a lot.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.